Campaign 2012 on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Moving forward, the theme of the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte. First Lady Michelle Obama took the stage last night, as did San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro.
The dream of raising a family in a place where hard work is rewarded is not unique to Americans. It's a human dream. One that calls across oceans and borders.
And KRLD's Emily Troub has been covering the convention and joins us live from Charlotte right now with breaking news this morning. Emily?
And that's right. We are just now learning that the president's speech set for tomorrow night has been moved out of the Bank of America Stadium. That stadium is open and there is the threat of bad weather. So the speech will instead be held here indoors at the Time Warner Cable Arena. That has sent a lot of folks scrambling. Certainly the stadium was much larger than this arena. It holds 73,000 people. So there may be a number of folks who will not get into the speech. Plus, there are probably some additional security measures that need to be taken here since a sitting president will actually be in the building. Now, last night, the Democrats fired back at critics and the Romney campaign. It was not a soft sell. The speeches really drew a clear picture of the party when it comes to social issues. And while economic policy wasn't discussed in detail, economic philosophy was, especially in San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro's speech. Castro talked about growing up in a low-income family, being raised by a single mom, and going on to Stanford and Harvard. Texas Democratic Party Chair Gilberto Hinojosa says he thinks that Castro represented the Lone Star State very well.
You do get these opportunities. You have an obligation to give back what you got. And he understands that. He understands that that's something that not just as Americans we have an obligation to do, but as human beings. This is a
former President Bill Clinton has arrived in town getting ready for his speech tonight, formally nominating President Barack Obama as the party's candidate. A lot of star power here. Mike, you'd like this. Eva Longoria on the floor of the Time Warner Cable Arena here. Yeah, she's speaking to Extra. Now, a lot of my colleagues, we tried to speak with her, but she has a very strong team. And we were backed off nicely but firmly. Ms. Longoria has several appointments. They said she's very busy, cannot speak with you. But I did see her, and I put a picture on my Facebook page. We'll probably be sharing that, so at least she'll have the pic there.
Saw that.
You just have to elbow your way in like I did with Oprah.
Well, pretty much, you know. But they didn't let us get very close, you know. I mean, she's got a really fine team. I was hoping to speak with her because, of course, she is a Texan, and she is from South Texas, and was very interested to hear what she had to say about the mayor's speech and also the women's vote. I mean, that's primarily why she's here. Also, she's very involved with getting the youth out to vote. She's been speaking at colleges and universities across the country now for at least a year about the importance of voting. But I also saw Black Eyed Peas member Will I Am just outside the convention center. He also has a strong team. Arianna Huffington, I saw her on the street. She didn't have a team, but she was very engaged in conversation with David Gregory. So I felt it perhaps not nice to intrude. So there you go. I will get you a celebrity, Mike, I promise, before this is over.
In Charlotte. All right, you know. Emily. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. That's KRLD's Emily Troub in Charlotte.
The president had a big job to do, and the Texas delegates we spoke with say he was successful.
He gives hope. He gives inspiration. It's just very uplifting. There's no other way to put it.
As the president finished up his speech, he shifted the focus from himself to the delegates.
If you give up on the idea that your voice can make a difference, then other voices will fill the void. The lobbyists and special interests, the people with the $10 million checks who are trying to buy this election.
CBS News anchor Scott Pelley says the latest polls show that only 10% of likely voters are undecided.
It is really, at this point, not about convincing people. It's about convincing people to actually get up and vote.
Smith County Delegate Karen Wilkerson.
You know, as we are engaged and as we stand up for what we want, then it begins to happen. And if we want another 4 years to finish that work, then we have to stand up again.
Reporting from the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, Emily Troub, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Campaign 2012 on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Democratic National Convention underway on its big night when President Obama gives his speech. We are live in Charlotte with KRLD's Emily Troub. Emily, what's going on?
We are live indeed, and you're about to hear some cheers. That is the crowd cheering for James Taylor, who just sang, "You've Got a Friend." There we go. It's absolutely packed tonight, and usually at this time in the evening, it's about half full. Everybody is here tonight. They are fired up, and they are ready, and they were getting things together really just up until the last minute. You know, they had to change the venue tonight. The convention was going to be held in an outdoor stadium, and they had to move it inside because of the threat of rain. By the way, it did rain. The skies did open up about an hour ago, and it was just an incredible rain. And, you know, that's kind of a good thing, because if it hadn't, the 65,000 people who were going to see the president in the open stadium and now can't would have been a little upset. So at least there's justification now. It did, in fact, rain a whole lot. And, James, I know I'm just probably coming through pretty loud here. You know, they have a lot of great musical acts tonight, not only James Taylor. Mary J. Blige did her sound check a little while ago. Mark Anthony is going to be singing the national anthem. Still don't know if Earth, Wind, and Fire is still going to perform. They were going to be at the stadium. In addition to all of the dignitaries and the politicians, we are learning Scarlett Johansson will speak, and so will Eva Longoria. And, of course, now we are learning that Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, will be giving the pledge. And that's just what's on the schedule that they gave us very late tonight. We don't know who's going to show up. It's going to be a surprise evening, ending, of course, with the president's big speech.
All right, KRLD's Emily Trube live at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte.
And the news continues for the law offices of Nick Namath, the Texas delegation to the Democratic National Convention, letting their true colors show. KRLD's Emily Trube has more about some real political animals.
Everyone knows about the donkey for the Democrats and the elephant for the Republicans, but do you know about yellow dogs?
Who let the dogs out?
What is a yellow dog?
A yellow dog is a true, like LBJ, Ann Richards, the true old school, believed in the values that we still believe in today.
A yellow dog Democrat, by and large, is one that believes wholeheartedly and without any reservations in the full extent of the Democratic platform,
exactly,
its values and its missions, no matter what.
And not afraid to say it.
Say it. Amen.
Texas Democratic Party Chair Gilberto Hinojosa.
A yellow dog Democrat is a Democrat that would cheer even if the person giving the speech right now was a yellow dog, okay? It means that when they go vote, they vote straight ticket Democrat, and that they'll vote for whoever's on the Democratic ticket even if it's a yellow dog.
Okay, so how about blue dogs?
So what's a blue dog?
Blue dog.
Blue dogs who are really Republicans.
They're kind of like rhinos to some. That's Republican in name only. Because blue dogs tend to be more conservative on social issues like guns and prayer in school.
Oh, blue dogs are Democrats. They're Democrats. We love them and we want them as part of our party.
So we know about yellow dogs. And we know about blue dogs, but what have you got in West Texas?
In West Texas, we have prairie dogs. Prairie dogs hide out most of the time. They pop up occasionally to check out the area, then they go back underground, but they keep tunneling.
Reporting from the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, Emily Trube, News Radio 1080 KRLD.